Hello and welcome everyone to Transcend Trauma, Heal Your Past to Thrive Now online event. I am your host, Tanya Penny, and I am a illness and trauma guide, a spiritual alchemist, and author of the Connect with the Divine You book and journals. And I'm hosting the event again this year because I am devoted to supporting you to heal your past trauma, PTSD, and depression, so that you can thrive now and live a life full of peace, joy, love, and fully live your soul's purpose. So today, I'm excited to share with you the wisdom of Lee Kalish. We are going to be diving into the topic of family constellations and embodiment work. So a little bit about Lee, for those of you that are new to her. So Lee is an MA and a family constellation certified facilitator by Mark Wollin, who works in partnership with her husband, Bruce. Also, an embodiment process practitioner, Lee integrates deep somatic support to trauma resolution. She earned an MA in human development and is a graduate of the Landmark Curriculum for Living as well, and a registered Yoga Alliance master yoga teacher. Lee is nationally recognized for her work both as an actress from 1980 to 2000, as well as an educator trainer who led the movement to bring yoga and mindfulness to schools. Thanks so much for being with us today, Lee. I can't wait to dive into this topic. We were just chatting a little bit before I started the recording, and I said you had asked if I had done this family constellation before, and I think I did, but it was a long time ago. So I'm so excited to dive into it with you today. So thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you. And it's just Leah.
Leah, oh, so sorry. Leah.
That's okay.
Leah, wonderful. So, what brought you to the work that you are currently doing in the world?
Well, like you, I had my own, issues and journey. And along the way, my husband and, well, I got invited by a friend to this family constellation event, sort of circle. It was just happening at her living room with someone who had been trained, and we didn't understand what it was, but I had this big pull. So my husband and I just showed up. This was in 2006. And, I had a transformational experience, not just in my body, but in consciousness, in understanding. And I realized that all this work I had been doing on myself was like trying to heal inside of a closed system, but that I was not at all a closed system. That I was, yes, my own person, but very entangled and expressing material that was incomplete from my greater system. And here's what I know about emotional energy. Right. When you complete, it feels like it disappears, but it's really because you've let it in and let it complete back into the wholeness. And that emotional material that can't be integrated, that has to, right, in a trauma response, be frozen or held for a while so that it doesn't overwhelm the system and the system can keep moving forward, or the individual. If you never go back and do, right, the repair and the digestion of the impact of that trauma, it creates holding patterns and imprints that don't allow flow and create illness, negative relational patterns, negative, patterns around whatever, time, money, people, health.
Everything.
Yes.
And I think it's so important to just to stop there and to take a moment for that, because when people finally realize that trauma, right, it's if it's not fully processed, which for us it usually isn't, because when it happened, we weren't with people that knew how to do that, right?
Right.
Especially as a child, we were with people that also didn't know what to do with their own trauma. And
Exactly.
so it's still in us, right? We didn't get to process it. It's unresolved. And so, like you're saying, it's not that it's gone, right? It's still there, and it's impacting every area of our life, definitely our health, And then we look at all those life areas as well.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so this bigger perspective of the family constellation work is like, oh, how am I an expression of the incomplete emotional material and how it was held in my bigger system? When I get to see that, when I get to look at that, I start to have more choice around it and can also start to support my body in differentiating what material is mine and what material is not mine. Because you cannot, one cannot digest or complete emotional material that's not yours, which is why you go around and around, do all this work, and then feel like I'm not getting any, I keep ending up in the same place emotionally. What's wrong with me?
And when you say keep going around and emotional stuff that is not yours, is that are you referring to the inherited trauma?
Yes, I'm
Yes.
referring to the incomplete, undigested emotional material that your parents are carrying with them, even though they're not oriented to it.
Right. They're usually
And
not
they're
conscious
being
of it.
strict, or they're being however they're being, because their system, when they were young, couldn't digest the emotional impact of what happened to them. So their whole, what we call personality, is mostly their strategy
Their
for managing.
survival, right? Their survival mechanisms,
Yeah, what
survival behaviors. Yeah.
the system couldn't digest and handle when it was occurring, and they didn't have a container to co-regulate with and allow that to happen. So now, right, for I'll give you an example of my own life. I always saw, I felt that my mother didn't see me, she didn't care about me. I have specific examples, right, that would horrify you, right? And, you know, I rejected her, which, you know, doesn't work. Again, much of this work is about no matter what happened, coming in to a good place inside of your system, in your heart, even if you have to hold a boundary because you can't heal their mental illness. But when you hold your parents differently and see that bigger picture and understand, you have choice about whether you're going to orient to the life that you did get from them and the good, or whether you're going to keep orienting to the incomplete trauma and just the
It's like banging your
and
head
then
against the wall. It's like banging
exactly.
your, just
And
what
then
I'm
you're
saying
not
right now, like,
yes, and then you're not receiving any resource from your where your life force comes from. So with, you know, I rejected my mother. I also had, you know, I so was never going to be my mother,
Oh gosh.
right? I mean, I just saw the women in my world as martyrs, unhappy. Like I didn't want to be a woman. I wanted to be a man. I mean, like who wanted to go there? I didn't feel loved. I didn't feel any of that. So then, of course, I had infertility issues.
Oh, yeah, that,
I mean,
of
like, if I
course.
were right, if I were in a sexual relationship, I just wouldn't have my period. And I wasn't doing that, but that's what was, I was so
Your
oriented to
body
protect.
was.
Yes. So when I got old enough, right, it took me a long time to unwind that and come back into a healthier relationship, literally with the feminine, right? Because I had so rejected my mother and the feminine in me as unsafe and, you know, in judgment. So cut to, when I do this work, when I do this family constellation work, and I get all my work is with my mother. I mean, I'm just like, oh God, that's me. Because you'll see someone else. This we were doing constellations in groups, and right, you can see someone else's constellation. You're just like, oh God, that's so me, right?
Yeah,
And
we are more similar than we are different.
yeah.
Absolutely.
And what I learned, I not only what showed up in the field, but also because I had done some research and gotten some information. But even if I hadn't had the information, it would have shown up because there was a constellation which the representative for my mother is standing and she's looking down at the floor nearby. And the representative for me is like trying to get her attention, and she can't look at me. No matter what, nothing I do, she can't look away from the floor. And in inherited trauma work, when that shows up in the field, you know that there's someone who has passed that has been excluded, meaning they haven't been remembered, or they haven't been talked about, or they don't have their place in the heart and the consciousness of the family. Now, I had done some homework, and I found out, right, where's a random conversation. My mother had never really known this. Her mother lost her first child, a daughter, the day after or the same day she was born, after a healthy pregnancy and delivery. And it was just so painful that they named her, they buried her, but they never spoke of her.
Wow.
So my mother becomes the one in the family who is unconsciously identified, that's the word in this work, with the person who's been excluded. Because in the system, in the health of this big system that of life that we're a part of, nothing can be excluded. You know that in your own body, right? You try not to think about the thing that's happening, and then it gets infected, right? I mean, it's like,
worse. Yeah, it gets louder. Yeah. It's like, pay attention to me.
Yeah. And when I saw this, and then the representatives for my grandparents come in, and my grandmother won't even look at the ground.
She's like this.
Right? And her husband, my grandfather, just looks away. Right? So, so painful for them. They can't look.
Denial.
They have other children, right? And my mother just, right, becomes the one that
Aries.
And in unconscious identification, the person takes on the feelings of the excluded party. So my mother never felt as good, never felt seen, always was sort of like the different one, the black sheep one. And she even tried to kill herself when she was 18 years old. And she, you know, she had a nice life. My grandparents, nothing bad was happening, right? And when I saw this constellation and I saw the rep, right, for my mother, literally when the facilitators have me, but she finally, right, lays herself down. We put something down for the sister that passed. And then she goes over and she lays down next to her and says, you know, to her mother, you won't look, I'll kill myself. Then you'll have to. Yeah. And I'm watching all of this. I'm not even in this constellation. I'm watching it, and my whole life is making sense to me. I wasn't crazy. She wasn't looking at me. But I understood now what
why
she was looking at, right?
Yeah,
and suddenly, oh, I have all of this sort of space for compassion and individuation. And I could see how much of me was still collapsed with that person not getting what she needed, but also trying to validate her own experience. Right? I've been fighting for the fact, like, yes, this happened. Right.
And I think that's such an important point. Like, we have to validate.
Yes.
Right? We have to validate. But it's like telling that inner child or that younger part, like, because we keep trying to go to the person and we always make it about ourselves, right? It's because there must be something like
wrong
you said,
with us.
Yeah, not good
yes.
enough.
Yes.
Not good enough. And so you were able to see that it
I was
wasn't
able to
about you.
It wasn't about me. And in a weird way, my mother, who didn't care as far as I was concerned, was the one who on some level cared the most. And I got that we are all organized by what happens behind us and to us when we're young. And that's what, right? But how we treat our children has all of that in it. And our children think it's about them, and it never is. And so it was just so changed everything for me.
And did you
right?
have children at that time or no?
Yes. Okay. And my son, who, first of all, I'd had a, I, I'd, Okay, here, I'll give you another
Well,
story.
yeah, because you mentioned infertility, so yeah,
Yes,
I was
so
like
we did.
curious.
My husband, my ex-husband was an OB, gynecologist. I did all the Western medicine stuff with him. Nope. We split up. I meditated, right? The relationship I wanted was the father of the child I was going to have. I met my husband and I did, I started working with a Chinese medical doctor. We got pregnant. I was blissed out. We have a healthy son. I'm at home. He's a newborn. And I'm holding him and I'm so happy and everything is fine. And then, literally, in front of my wide awake eyes, like classic PTSD out of nowhere, I'm inside of this vision in which I'm on the street and this big truck goes by and sweeps him out of my arms and he's gone. Or I'm in a boat and a wave comes and water just takes him away. And I'm still holding him. I'm still sitting in my living room and I'm shaking and sweating. And I'm like, whoa, what is happening to me? Right? I had no idea at the time. I just thought, okay, this is a new level of vulnerability and you got to pull out every tool you have because it shook me and it happened more than once. Now I understand that this, right? Now I'd had a child. I found out not only did my mother almost lose her first child? He had to be in an incubator. He came early. My grandmother lost her first child. And then I found out later my great grandmother lost her first child as a toddler.
Oh my
So
God. So of course you have this belief that's been passed down because it happened that you're going to lose your child.
it's
Oh my
this
gosh.
undigested emotional energy in the system that gets triggered by the event and then suddenly. Right? But this can happen in
I'm
all
so,
kinds of different ways.
yes, and I'm so glad you brought up, I really wanted to touch on that. We've touched on so many other things in this event. But I really wanted to touch on the DNA, how that like it actually gets passed down in our DNA.
Well, there's a distinction. There's DNA, which is
Yes.
like the hardware,
Yes.
and then there's the epigenomes. That's basically the software. These are the spools of like chemical tags that basically read the DNA and turn it up or off, or right, how sensitive it is, right? That's why people who've suffered severe stress, right, their children have higher rates of stress disorders because they're born with their stress response on 10,
I'm one of
right?
those people. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
And so it's really that's what the study of epigenetics is. I mean, Bert Hellinger, who developed the family constellation work, right, has been doing this. Well, he passed a few years ago, but he'd been doing this work for 50 years, more in Europe and South America than anywhere else. And now epigenetics is sort of catching up with explaining what's been going on, right? It's kind of like the yogis knew that this was beneficial long before the scientists could explain why to us.
Right.
But epigenetics is starting to reveal what this both mechanism of adaptation and how that adaptation extends across generations. Sometimes it's helpful and sometimes it isn't. For example, they did this thing called the cherry blossom experiment, and they shocked rats or mice, I guess, shocked rats in the presence of the smell of cherry blossoms. And then they let those mice breed the next generation. If they introduced the smell of cherry blossoms, they'd have a stress response, even though they were never shocked. And that happened for four generations, right? So that adaptation, which is intelligent in the moment, if there's no experience that then reorganizes the system around that not being true, it just gets held in place.
Absolutely. And most
Yeah.
people don't even know that that's what's going on.
Right. And that was the big reveal for me when I was first introduced. I mean, so what happened? We had these experiences. The woman who was facilitating, just we were having these small groups. was trained and introduced Mark, brought Mark out to Los Angeles, is where we live. And he did a workshop and then he did a training. And my husband and I chose to get trained and to do the work together in addition to our other work in the world, because our son was now getting ready to go off to college. And we thought, well, what are we doing together that's bigger than us, that we want to do together to bring something and contribute to the world in a bigger way? And it's been really wonderful, right, to be doing that together.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine. Because, you know, all relationships are also part of our healing journey. So to be able to do that with somebody is pretty special. So for those that are new, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I just, this, all of this stuff that I realized about my mother, it changed my relationship with my husband. It changed my relationship with my son. It changed everything, right? Because it was the unconscious place that was really organizing me and then getting projected out. I used to say to my husband, I feel like you're not, you don't see me. And he'd be like, I'm right here. Like,
right. It's like they don't get it, but it was our filter. But if we had that filter.
Yes. And when I realized, oh my God, that's me. That's me. That's my protection. That's where I'm stuck. I was just like, oh my God. I mean, there's, you know, to just be able to look at your partner and say, thank you for staying with me. Like, I really
take mine all the time.
I see what I've been doing that I really didn't know I was doing and I was blaming you for, right? And that, you know, we're all doing that to each other, but when you can really own it and be different, I mean, my life feels entirely different now in terms of how it feels in my body and how I experience it, even though it may not look that different on the outside. I can't even, you get your parents back in the right place and you're in the right place. It's like you come into a relationship with life itself that's so different. And I guess the important takeaway that's helped me be in these, with this information, really do the work to uncollapse where adult me is still collapsed in the place that young me had this experience that was still incomplete, is to really get that when you're a child, you are biologically driven, right? To basically horizontally plug into your mother and your parents as source. You don't have any other options and your body is doing this for you. So all of those ways in which it held or adapted or did its thing were all intelligent at the time. And when you can access your adult self that's oriented directly to source and not through your parents as source anymore, you have this place where you can feel sort of the horizontal and the vertical and recalibrate and be able to include this experience from a place that is resourced and sourced. And I think that that makes a big difference, not only just to have your parent, your system in the right place, but then your individuated adult relationship with source very clear, what source is now and what it was.
Yeah, and I'm glad you bring that up too, because yes, absolutely, as a child, that like source was parents, right?
It
was parents. And we've still been unconsciously, most of us, stuck in that until we go and do this deeper work, and in your case, family constellation work, that helps us to unplug and put the plug back in, which is ourselves, to whatever people call their source.
Yeah. And include what happened with the consciousness and the co-regulation around it that wasn't there then. And then it literally does resolve. You've felt it, you know, I mean, right? We do the work we do because it actually works.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So if someone's going to do a family constellation session, like, can we walk through just like, what does it mean and what does it look like and what does it involve? Yeah. I think that would be helpful.
When someone wants to do a constellation, we send them a long list of questions. so that this is what's the issue. Super important question. And if it's not clear, we will definitely clarify it before we actually do the process, because the issue is really the guiding, the GPS for the whole constellation.
And when you say the issue, do you mean like someone comes and says, you know, I know I have this health issue, or I know I've got this relationship issue, or can it be any of those?
Like any, this, okay. Any. An issue
I've got
is
this money issue. I've got this.
Yes.
Okay.
A phobia, but it has to be something. Sometimes people say, oh, well, I want to heal my childhood trauma. That's not an issue.
Yeah.
An issue is I can't get close to people. I'm so reactive, and I know I'm overreacting, but I can't stop. I can't hold on to money. I have a phobia about X, Y, and Z. The depression, the anxiety, but it has to be like what's actually occurring for you that you can't change. What pattern, what symptom, what, that's an issue. And so that's important. And then
so
there are
if
all
I
these
came,
questions.
So I'm just gonna, if I came with, let's just say my issue, I have a GI issue.
Got it.
I've got a GI issue. It's been longstanding.
Perfect. That's an issue. Then I would ask you lots and lots of questions. How does it manifest? When did it start? What does it stop you from doing? What does it enable, you know, you to do or not to do, right? Because in the health perspective, which is where both embodiment work and where family constellation looks, that there's health always operating. And whatever's showing up, when we can see it in a bigger perspective, right, it can take us, it's the doorway back into health.
Yes.
So there's never anything wrong. There's only, how's it expressing? What happened around it? How can we bring more consciousness to this and let what actually need, what feels separate from the flow of health be back into the flow of health? So often that means naming and including and feeling things that the system had to not feel at the time because, right, it would have been overwhelming or annihilating or damaging.
You didn't have the support, like, yeah,
yeah.
Whatever it was.
And I always trust that, right? Because the intelligence of your health is operating you, right? So there's this curiosity and appreciation for whatever the symptoms are, for whatever the pattern is. And when you receive it that way, it's going to take you somewhere where, oh, this is what happened. And this, and
it's,
when
it's
you,
always a clue. It's always a clue as to,
yeah.
Yeah, what's unresolved. Absolutely.
The GI issue, yes. And we'd ask lots of questions. And then there'd be questions about how would you describe your mother in three or four adjectives? How would you describe your father? What was happening when you were in utero? How was your birth? There's sort of personal history. And then we also do systemic history. And we give you questions, if you don't know, to ask, wow, who did, you know, did somebody die early that I don't know? Abortions, miscarriages, who died early? Who was institutionalized? Who lost their livelihood? Who had to, you know, who lost a country or was in war? That kind of thing. So that by the time we see you either on Zoom or in person, and whether we are doing it individually or in a group, we have sort of a big picture, right? That we read, we look at, we talk to each other, and then we know the questions we're going to ask you. And so we have a sense of where this may be coming from. So when we do the work, we'll chat at first, right? Answer any questions you have, make sure everything's clarified. You'll answer any questions we have. And then we put it up in the field. And if it's an individual constellation, we give you footprints to choose. And then we'll ask you to like make a picture of, well, show us how it was with you, your mother, and your grandmother, or young you, your mother, and your father. Like, depending upon what the issue is and what's going on, we'll ask you to just follow your body, like just pick the footprints you want. And when we ask you to put them down in the space, there's just going to be something that feels right. And now something that's in your body and unconscious, we see outside of your body.
And you mean literal footprints?
literal footprints that we cut out, and we have all different sizes and shapes. In a group, you would choose a human being to be the representative. And you would just ask someone to do it. If they said yes, then you would place them. Or we would say, find your own place. There are two ways to do it. But if I say, well, pick someone to be your mother, your father, and young you. And you would do that, and you would just take them by the shoulders and put them in a position. And it's just going to feel right. That's how it was. And we will know a lot from that picture, because most people do not put themselves and their parents in a relationship that's with the flow of health and life. They don't, right? So then we have you stand first in your own footprints, and we only orient, once we're in the process, we only orient to the body. It's not anything about what you think. We only deal with what's occurring in your body, what you're feeling emotionally or physically in that moment, in that picture, in the field right now. And we just be with it. We name it. We'll say things like, well, any little girl whose parents aren't looking at her would feel alone, would feel tight in her stomach, right? We're always trying to connect it. Or any little girl, right? I mean, we know enough of the history, we can start to put these pieces together, but we're not some, we're just including and naming and
Acknowledging,
validating.
yep. And
Yeah.
I think that, and I think that
And
is one of the things that is so powerful about this constellation work is that, again, the trauma has to be acknowledged
yeah,
and
and how it
validated
feels.
and felt.
And you can only do that in layers. So much of what we do is in allow people to be with the double bind, right, of the no good choice, or right, if I express my feelings, right, that place where kids feel like I have to abandon self or I'll be abandoned, and it doesn't feel good, but you either skip over or you hold, or and no one's intentionally doing anything.
Oh no, this is all.
Just what happens. And there's huge developmental trauma that happens that we deal with, because now you love your mommy so much, but you don't get that you've given her everything because you could feel her sadness. Now, again, you weren't doing this. Your system, when you were little, you were designed to plug into mom. If she's not attuning and flowing her, attention and energy to you, you will do it to her. And then you feel,
Absolutely.
oh, she's sad. Well, if I can make her happy, if I can make, right, you do whatever you can
To
to
fix
try
mommy.
to resource source, because without your source, you'll die. You
Absolutely.
don't know this, but your body is operating. It's like you're a plant and she's the sun, and you're going to figure out how to get what you need.
How to get into the light.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then you think that, right, that's just what your system had to do then. But then you're in the world and the sun's right, so it, oh, sorry. So it's important for people to be able to be with the multiple feelings that are happening, because the minute you can make more space, right? I just worked with a woman who, when, first of all, her mother had lost a bunch of, had miscarriage before her, had some kind of surgery so she could have her. And then, she was, her water started to leak before she was ready to be born. And she went to the hospital. And then the nurse gave her disinfectant instead of what she was supposed to give her to help her with the symptoms. So it was like poison. And right, I was working with someone that the layers of emotion that
Oh my
she was still
gosh.
trauma bonded with her mother were intense, right? Because
That's
the
horrible.
mom
My
is worried
God.
about her dying, wants to kill the nurse, can't believe this is happening after all the work she's had. I mean, right, it's like you have to really slow down and let all of the threads be included so that the wholeness can just allow them to express and complete, right? There's no getting out of anything. There's no fixing anything. There's only being with. right?
happened and what you were feeling.
And all the multiple conflicting feelings.
I can't
Often
believe
we'll
that
say,
situation. Oh my gosh.
multiple conflicting feelings.
And I think a lot of times too that, you know, when we go in to do this trauma work, we're not even aware of just all the different traumas and layers, because we've had to keep, and we wouldn't know either, maybe because our parents might not have told us because they repressed it, their own.
Yes. So that's why we usually, unless there are circumstances where someone's really in something or they've had a constellation recently with someone else or whatever, that we will do a constellation with someone first, because a constellation is like a one-time event. You shift a core issue and then we give you homework, and it's like a constitutional homeopathic. You need to let your new inner image, your new place in your new relationship with health in your system and with life do you, right? By cultivating a new relationship with it and working to replace the default, which is what you show us in the first picture, with the new picture that you leave with. So I usually do that first, so then I really can see. And then in this deeper somatic work, I can really help you differentiate at the somatic energetic level from what's yours and not yours. You see, the more when you orient to the river of health flowing, you get to feel all this stuff way more clearly, and where you have been merged and never known anything else can start to show up.
You're able to see it now.
And feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. So a constellation session, and kind of gives people the whatever issue they're coming to you with. And then you go deeper with this embodiment work. And
yes, if people want to deepen that, but we will, they leave the constellation with a new understanding, because after they represent themselves, we have them represent the other people in the constellation. And if we have to add people or siblings who have passed or whatever it is, we do. And it's a really impactful experience for you to stand as your father or stand as your mother. That's also,
you're in that energy, because you get into their energy.
And and how you may have held your mother and what shows up in your body when you stand as her. It's like you get a whole, it's like, oh, my mother is the social butterfly, life of the party. Anybody who's ever represented her, that is her strategy for a vast amount of grief, of other material.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. To be social, to put on the
Yeah, that's how she survives.
That was how she survived.
Yeah. And she doesn't even know that. But she's never looked at this bigger picture.
Right.
But because I don't
hold. Is your mother still on the planet?
Yeah, she's 93. She's going strong. And the fact that I have this authentically good relationship with her now has changed my life, has changed everything.
And you did the work. She didn't do the work.
She did not.
So I just want to put that out there to people as well, that, and I've said it before, but yes, when we change, when we shift, when we heal our unresolved stuff, our relationship with others can change. And it might look that way, or it might look sometimes like walking away. We don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the thing that I changed was how I held what happened. In the constellation, we say, it's not what happened, it's how you hold it.
Yes.
So as long as I was holding my mother as the person who didn't care, who did these things to me, that's what I was looking for. That's what I was,
and that's
you know, my
get.
Negativity bias was running my perception, and it blocked me from everything
our
else.
Trauma glasses. We'll call it our trauma glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I couldn't hold her that way, she actually started to show up differently. I was like, a conversation that I had tried to have with her for 25 years about something that happened to me in my childhood, she would never, right? She was suddenly, what? She was listening to me. And I thought, oh my God, this work really works. Like, I was like, Whoa.
Well, we are all energy. We are all energy. So I love that you had that experience and that you're sharing that, because it just goes to show the power
Yeah.
of doing our own work. You know, we're
And
so
I
often
will.
wanting those people to change, but when we,
Yeah. It's not what happens, it's how you hold it. That's why we ask people, name adjectives for your mother, because we'll see right away how they hold their mothers. And we never deny what happened happened. But we also get that when you change, see the bigger picture and you hold it differently, you can have a completely different experience in your own life. And so yeah, it really was a miracle for
I
me.
mean, no, really. That's amazing. That's
Yeah.
amazing.
And
Ooh, powerful, powerful stuff, family constellation. So I would love, first, thank you for sharing everything that you did and being so vulnerable with us. I think, you know, sharing from our own experiences, like you said, why do we teach what we teach, or why do we offer what we do? Because we've had such big transformation. Using those tools. And I know that you have an amazing gift for us. It's called Inherited Trauma Dynamics Online Event. And so tell us a little bit about that. Is that a workshop that you're offering us?
it's really, most people don't know what inherited trauma is and family
Yeah.
constant work. So we just offer this 2-hour presentation, at get your question answers, explain everything event, and we just do it for free so that,
Nice.
right, people don't have to choose or not choose. They can, you know, they can start to understand and feel what resonates with them or not.
Beautiful, beautiful. So you guys can receive Leah's free gift below at the link. And I can't wait. I'm going to sign up. So when is the next one?
It's October 20th.
Fantastic.
It's a Sunday kind of late afternoon figuring, right? Well, it's 4 to 6 Pacific time. I'm in Los Angeles, so adjust from there. And you just email me and I'll send you the link.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So you guys, again, you can find that below. And anything else you want to add, Lee, before we wrap up? Or I'm sorry, Leah. Why do I keep saying Lee?
Right.
Leah,
You
apologize.
know, what we were just talking about, there's a study called the mass, I don't know why they call it, but the Mastery of Stress study. And it's a longitudinal study. And they asked, first they did it with men and then they did it with women. But in the study, they asked young people in their early 20s 4 questions about their relationship with their mothers and fathers. Is it warm and close? Is it friendly? Is it tolerant? Is it cold and distant? They went back 35 years later to the same people, and 91% of the people who answered tolerant or cold and distant had significant health problems or had passed. Heart disease, cancer, diabetes, alcoholism, high blood pressure. And only like, I think it was 39% of the respondents now 35 years later that said warm and close or friendly. So I just want you to get that our life, you know, you're not a closed system. And, you know, the work to come back into alignment with the health and the love and the strength of your system, rather than where most people are oriented now, which is what's incomplete from traumatic events. That's what we're receiving from. And yes, that's intelligent because the system doesn't want to keep carrying that, wants you to resolve it. And when you actually open to this bigger picture and actually feel the river of life that you're a part of, it's way easier to let that stuff be felt and complete and just dissolve back into the flow.
Well, and I'm so glad that you said that, because, you know, a lot of people that come through my door will say, "Yes, but I've already talked about this, and I've dealt with that issue." And, but we know, you know, unless we have fully, like we're talking about, acknowledge it, validate it, feel it, allow ourselves to feel it, that it's still there. It's
Yeah.
still living inside of us. So talking alone doesn't usually resolve the issue.
And staying as any kind of, right, when you're a child, you are the victim, right? You don't have agency and power in your parents, but you can't stay there. As an adult, right, you have to be able to be with what happened in a way that allows you to say,
An
okay,
empowered
I lived
way.
through that and I can feel how bad that was, and I'm not going to hold myself in this victim perpetrator place. It doesn't serve me. And really, all of this work is about getting off that game board, because it
That's
doesn't
true.
serve. It only repeats. What you can't digest repeats.
Yep, absolutely. We'll keep attracting it. We'll keep getting the triggers. We'll keep all of it.
Yeah.
So even though it's not always pleasant, it's worth it. The work is worth
Yes, I'm a I'm a
it.
walking example. Yes.
Me too. Me too. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Leah, for just sharing your gifts with us. And everyone, make sure that you go ahead and get her free Inherited Trauma Dynamics online event. And again, it'll be below this video. And I just, again, want to thank everyone for being a part of this event and just want to commend you and your courage for doing this deeper work that we're here to do. And also to make sure that you listen to all the amazing conversations and receive those free gifts that are resonating with you because you're here because you're looking for your next piece of your healing puzzle. And from my experience, and I know from you, Leah, too, like there's lots of pieces. There's always lots of pieces, and there's always some deeper work to do. So thank you, Leah, and
You're
thank you,
welcome.
everybody, for being here. And feel free to share this powerful event with those in your life because the truth is everybody has unresolved trauma. Everybody has it, and if we want to shift the planet, then this is the work we need to be doing. So thank you, everyone. See you soon. Namaste.
Bye. Thank you, Tanya. It was great.
Thank you.